but we have long had a station in Buffalo, and we talk Bills football. So I'm very pleased to say we are joined right now by a wide receiver for the Bills, coming off a game where he had three receptions for 79 yards and a TD in Sunday's win. On the season, 22 receptions, 354 yards, and four touchdowns. He was a two-time all-conference player at UCF. He was the 128th pick in this year's draft. Buffalo, 8-3 on the year. They're in first in the AFC East. They're at San Francisco on Monday night. Gabriel Davis is my guest. Gabe, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, good. All right, so let me start here. You had another big game on Sunday and that win over the Chargers. I want to ask you about a particular play, though, on that touchdown pass you caught from wideout Cole Beasley. What's going through your head when the play was called, and then what did you make of the ball that Beasley threw?
What was going through my head, you know, just sell it well, make it look real, make it look like a bubble so they can shoot. You know, obviously, you know, we sold it good enough to make them all shoot and then take off down the side. As soon as I seen Cole throw it, all I know is I needed a ball just, you know, in my radius, and I knew I was going to catch it, and, you know, he threw it, you know, on the money.
Hey, listen, I know you got to make a play no matter what, right? No matter what, you're looking to make a play, but the fact is you were wide open. You made it look pretty easy. At the same time, is there any more pressure catching a pass from a fellow wideout on a trick play than just some standard play from Josh Allen? As an example, Beasley had not thrown a pass since high school. Is there any pressure not to let your fellow receiver down?
Nah, no pressure. I know if we're able to execute that play, it's going to be a pretty easy catch. And as soon as I was able to take off down the side of the field, I knew that he's going to be able to throw a dime to me so I could score.
He did, too. Gabriel Davis joining us. So, Gabe, the team is in first place in the division. The talk is not just about making the postseason, but making some serious noise once you get there. How would you describe the vibe around the team right now?
I feel like, you know, we're taking it day by day, week by week. We're just handling what we can handle today and focus on what we can focus now. And, you know, we're just trying to focus on, you know, San Fran this week. It's a big game that we have to play ahead in Arizona. So, you know, just getting ready to play, ready to go try our best to compete well and get a win.
You know, I'm kind of curious and fascinated by the individual process that certain players have. As an example, one of the things that you've done already since entering the league is you connected with Darian Bryan, who's a personal chef. And I moved this higher up in my research because it's a veteran move. Like most guys that I talk to on this show about diet and having a personal chef say it's something that they only think about once they're in the league for a few years. How did you get this idea of working with a chef right now, and how much has that helped you?
I used to work out with Tom Shaw Performance. Had a great guy named Bert that you know, I'm still with to this day. And that put me around pros real early, and I heard about the massages and the chefs and everything, and that's what guys did in the league to keep their body up. And I know as soon as I heard of a chef around here that's a really good one, I took advantage of it and you know, got in touch with him, and now I'm playing with him just because, you know, you have to sacrifice some things for your body, because your body is your job. And I feel like having a chef that can actually cook you the right food, the right amount of food, is important.
Hey, man, body is temple. Your body is your moneymaker. So what types of things do you fuel up with? What do you eat?
You know, chicken, greens, rice. You know, he'll throw in some different type of meats, some oxtail. That's really well, because he's Jamaican, so he also makes his little special dishes as well. But some cod, that is really good. Real basic stuff, but he puts his own little twang to it that makes it real, really, really special.
I like it. Gabe Davis joining us. Also, in terms of your background, you played your college ball, as I mentioned, at UCF. This is also a big UCF house. I've had Scott Frost on. I've had Josh Heupel on numerous times, and we talked about the growth of that program over the past few years. What was it about UCF that made it feel like that was the right place for you, and what was your time like there?
Well, when I was getting recruited there, Scott Frost was there, and, you know, he just made it a real family type of vibe. And also, you can see how close the guys were, you know, just from watching it from the stadium. You can see the brotherhood that they had on that team, and that's one of the biggest things I look for when going to college. And, you know, that bond, you can't break that bond, and we had a tight bond, and that's why we were so successful all those years.
Then you played with Mackenzie Milton. He suffered that horrific injury 2 years ago where doctors had to save his leg from amputation. He worked his way back. He and the school announced today that he's going to enter the transfer portal with the goal of playing once again. What was your reaction to that news, and what's it say about him as a person that he's come all the way back from that injury?
Well, the decision he made today, you know, was very noble. He has a great friend, DG, that has been doing so well at UCF. He doesn't want to affect anything that he has going on, and he's going to go create his own path somewhere else. That shows what type of guy he is. And nobody knows the amount of work you have to put in when it comes to rehab, and you know, things he had to suffer and things like that. And I just feel for him when it came to that. But you know, he worked his butt off. He made no excuses, and he was in there every single day, put in the work in, and now he's able to play football. I mean, a lot of people were thinking that he would never even be able to play football again or step on the football field ever again, and now look, he's transferring because he's now eligible to be on the field and has been doing it, you know, these past couple of weeks.
Gabriel Davis joining us, Buffalo Bill. Gabe, you played your high school ball at Seminole High in Sanford, Florida. You started out as a tight end. You played wide receiver. You moved all over. The story goes that you received 11 offers, but none from a Power 5 program. Your offensive coordinator, Woody Cox, said that one coach told him that they didn't think that you had, quote, the burst. I bring this up because Cox says, quote, that's always my favorite thing to bring up. This kid supposedly didn't have burst. I know college recruiting is a crapshoot. Sometimes it's hard to identify that it factor with guys on film. Gabe definitely has the it factor. Like, Gabe, what'd you do with that? What did you think when people doubted you, and did that motivate you?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely did motivate me. You know, I always felt like I was, like you said, not having that burst. I was a slower guy. You know, I wasn't a burner. I wasn't running past you or doing things like that. But I knew I was going to outwork anybody that I was going up against, whether it was my position or someone across from me. And I didn't care who you were, how big your name was, or how many offers you had. I was going to compete, and I was going to win. And that was my mindset through the whole thing. And I was just able to sacrifice the time and put the effort in to get where I'm at today. I mean, it's a lot of work to get here. No one really understands that. And that's why a lot of people don't, you know, really get to where they want to be, because they don't understand the sacrifice, the time, the effort, the commitment, the consistency, the determination you need to have to live your dreams. And, you know, I was blessed to have the mindset to learn that at a young age.
You nailed that. You said that perfectly. The only thing missing to me in that was something Cox said about you. He said the guy's relentless. He's relentless. He used that word, and he was really emphatic about it. You said you were blessed to learn that at a young age. How did you learn that? When did you learn that? Where did that relentless attitude come from?
That came from watching my mom take care of me, my brother, and my sister. You know, working two jobs, being gone from 7, not getting home till 10, 11 o'clock at night. You know, still trying to do the best she could to support us. Watching her consistently commit to us every single day, would take the clothes off her back to make sure that we're happy. You know, she sacrificed a lot that no one ever knows and no one ever understands. And I've seen the determination and the commitment and the consistency, you know, and the relentlessness from her to raise successful kids. And I didn't want to let her down. And neither did my brother or my sister. That's why we're all in the business we're in today. So I give it all to her, you know.
Great response, too. Gabriel Davis joining me for another moment or so. Gabe, so you go to UCF. Brandon Marshall is a UCF legend. He was blown away by your technique coming out of college because you make every route look the same, that consistency you're talking about. You've said, quote, I like to run a big boy slant on 3rd and 3 and 4th and 2, that type of thing. I like to be the conversion guy because at the end of the day, I feel like that's what I've mastered, end quote. I'd make the argument, tell me I'm wrong, but I'd make the argument not every receiver wants to run a big boy slant. What is it that you like about it so much?
You know, I just try to play my type of game. I try to play my type of game. I know I'm not going to, again, like I said, I'm not a burner. I could get past you, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I like to be that guy that can run in the middle and make those big contested plays to be physical. That's the type of player I want to be, and that's what I'm going to try to continue to be every single day. That's just something special to me, you know, especially at UCF. I know when they call slants, the ball's coming to me, and I knew I had to make a play, and I made it every single time. And I'm just real confident in myself when the ball's in the air that I'm going to go get it.
I want to give you credit for something that you wouldn't mention, but last month you were able to get back to your high school and also to provide a Thanksgiving meal for the police and the fire departments in Sanford, Florida. What did that mean to you to be able to get back in that way?
You know, it meant a lot because, first off, giving it back to my school, I love that school. I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for that school. and I want to make sure I can give back when I have the opportunity to. I want those guys to do big things, you know, better than what I've done there, and I want them to reach their goal and win the state championship and bring back home a championship to Sanford. You know, that would mean the world to me. And then, you know, helping out with the firemen and the police. You know, no one knows the type of sacrifice they put their lives in every single day to protect the city. You know, I have a great friend, Marcus Byrd, who's a cop in Daytona, and you know, I know he sees things that not everybody sees every single day, and you know I feel like that can you know, put a toll on somebody, and I just want them to know that their work doesn't go unnoticed, and that I want to be able to be there to help whenever I can.
Gabriel Davis, Buffalo Bills wide receiver. The 128th pick in this year's draft, wise beyond his years. Buffalo's 8-3. They're in first in the AFC East, and they are at San Francisco primetime Monday night. Gabe, appreciate you very much. Great job. Great interview, and nice to have you on. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Gabe, really impressed with him. Matt's a really mature young guy. Very focused, very determined. Really like him. Really like his approach.